Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this will be Dog Days number 4. What I was going to talk about last night until I diverted myself off onto radar detectors, and, I don't believe the state of California uses radar guns to this day. They used a timing system way back before computers existed to effectively time how fast people were going compared with the calibrated speed of the speedometers of their cars. I know because I wrote a paper for extra points to get the highest grade in my summertime driver's ed class way back when I was in high school. That was the dark ages before microcomputers came along. Anyway, the thing I wanted to talk about was Best Buy. And, you know, this is one of those things, it's kind of like the things with me visually. I don't see, you know, the thing that is jarring to the person who has artistic sense about it. But once they point out to me the thing that they see, I can see it then, you know. But I'm not the one to ask, you know, is this the right color scheme or is this a good design or anything like that. It's just not, you know, part of the thing. So this is kind of like that. I know I've done this before on other sites, and I don't think this is the experience that I had, the buying experience, and it just seems odd to me at Best Buy. When you go in to do the deal of the day thing, I suppose anything you buy in Best Buy, and you go to the point where you're going to check out, you can check out either by giving them the credit card or you can use PayPal. And I tend to use PayPal because I already have it set up and I don't have to give a lot of vendors my credit card, right? On the Best Buy checkout, it's very odd to me because, A, when you choose the radio button for PayPal, it doesn't get rid of all the places where you put in your credit card. It just changes and you got to scroll down through all these multiple entries for shipping address and your credit card info, and is the billing address different than the shipping address, blah, 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 blah. And you got to scroll down to the bottom, and then there's the button that says you can continue on to PayPal. It just, other things don't do it that way. Other places, when you say you're going to do PayPal, it's got a button right there, or it gets rid of all that stuff and just says continue on to PayPal. And then after you've gone into PayPal and you've gone ahead and, you know, said, yes, I want to pay this money to Best Buy, it comes back with a screen that says, this is your, you know, it's like, this is the summary of your order, right? So a couple weeks back, there was a deal of the day that I thought, okay, I've made my order and all that kind of stuff. And then I went to the Best Buy store that I said I wanted to pick it up at, and they had no record of the order. Well, it turns out that on the summary of the order, you got to scroll down more than a page worth, and then there's a button that says, yes, confirm that you really want to buy the thing. Now, yes, I suppose that I should have noticed that I didn't get a message from them that says, we got your order. But, you know, I thought I'd ordered that thing, and I can't even remember whether it was sold out by the time I did it, or I just assumed it was sold out, or I just decided it wasn't that great to buy, because I kind of had buyer's remorse. But, you know, the thing about the deal of the day is they want to get you right away, you know, and they want, oh, it's only for today, and I didn't end up buying that thing from them. And the same thing happened to me yesterday while I was at, I did another deal of the day, and did a little Bluetooth speaker. Right, that you can sync up and listen to things like that. I'll probably talk about that sometime in the next few days. Anyway, it just seems odd to me. Am I wrong? Do a lot of people do this? It's one of those things where it just struck me as, this isn't the way it should be. This isn't the way it is other places. And we start getting into, you know, how we expect these things to go. And then when they don't go that way, that's the jarring part that makes us think, well, why is it this way? This is how it usually is. Anyway, that was what I was thinking about. And so I thought I would discuss it with you. And let me know what you think. Am I crazy here? In this particular regard, I mean, you could argue I'm crazy. Be careful out here on the technological frontier. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.